Hi Jodie, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
What got you interested in Taekwondo?
Well, it's a really long story, but as a child I was really, really shy and my parents thought that by doing Taekwondo it would improve my confidence and lo and behold, it did.
Cool. Okay. How long have you been training for Taekwondo?
Well, next year it's 40 years, so a very long time.
Wow.
Wow, that's a long time.
What belt are you?
I'm 16 black belt. After black belt you have 9 levels and I'm up to number 6.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm getting it.
That's amazing.
Was any of your family involved in Taekwondo?
They sure were. My father was my first teacher and then my two sisters and I trained together. And then after a little while, Mum decided she'd train too, which actually kept us all going because we didn't want Mum to get in front.
When did you start Taekwondo?
Started Taekwondo way before you guys were born, 1974.
Whoa.
That was a long time ago.
It was too.
What was your favourite subject at school?
That's an easy one. Sport. Love sport.
I thought so.
Yeah. Okay. Who did you look up to as a kid?
Probably my parents. My mother was a naturopath and chiropractor and ran her own business. And my father wrote for a TV show called Homicide in Division 4, and you guys are probably a bit too young to know that one, but it's sort of like, I don't know, Neighbours and stuff like that now.
Yeah.
So they're quite popular. So they were really successful and looked up to them when I was young. So
they're great
role models for me.
What do you do now?
Well, I took my passion through. I love Taekwondo, so I decided to run a Taekwondo school.
Yeah.
And I was actually one of the first women in Australia granted permission to do that. And I'm very proud to say I run a Taekwondo centre in Narre Warren with about 200 people in it at the moment, so including Miss Vicky sitting right beside me here.
Cool. That was special.
You are special.
That must be pretty hard.
That's great fun. I love it every day. And we've got children as young as 3. And I teach right up to, I think the oldest man I've got is 57 at the moment. But we run separate classes for each age group and each belt level. So
it's a wide age group.
Yeah, I sort of have fun with the little ones and then I get a little bit older with the next one. And by the end of the day, I'm dealing with adults. So I keep changing my teaching hat. It's great fun.
Do you ever enter competitions?
Well, I used to. I retired in 1991 and I've won 3 national championships. Unfortunately, Taekwondo became an Olympic sport in 2000, and I'd already finished by then, but I was part of the Olympic selection panel for 2000, where Lauren Burns won a gold medal, so I was part of the team that helped her do that, so that was a great moment for Taekwondo becoming a mainstream sport.
Cool, it's great. Wow. Can you tell us more about the belts?
Well, we have a, an orientation program, and the little children are about 3, 4, 5, and they go purple belt, orange belt, they have many coloured belts, but when you hit the junior system, the traditional system is white, yellow with 1 stripe, yellow 2, yellow 3 stripes, and then blue 1, 2, 3 stripes, then red 1, 2, 3, and then black belt, and then there's way beyond black belt. A lot of people think it finishes at black belt, but that's the true beginning. So there's black 9 levels.
Wow.
That's a lot of levels.
Yeah,
a lot
you have to wait an extra year every year for each grading. So
that will take a long time to get through.
Yeah, that will take a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I was 15 when I got my black belt, so I'm a lot older now to get to level 6. So But you get older and wiser, as they say.
True.
Good.
Thanks for coming on our show, Jodie.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. It's great.
It's really great having you.
Thank you. It's
been a great time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jodie, for letting us interview you.
Oh, you're very
welcome.
It's
been welcome. Fun.
It's been great having you on our show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, would you like to do some push-ups?
No.
Okay.